Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, when you are seeing, I don't know if you've seen these masks out there that, you know, the people that are on the streets that are protesting, some people, not everybody, but some of them put a mask on. And that mask, you know, it's like a mask. Mm-hmm. But it actually symbolizes something. Mm-hmm. There's a particular man by the name of Guy Fox, but it's F-A-U-K-E-S, that you know, he had some issues with the government, and he thought the government was going the wrong way. This is like back in, you know, 1570, you know.
Oh, wow.
And so he developed a plot where he was going to take gunpowder and he was going to pack it up under Parliament, and with that, he was going to try to damage or destroy Parliament. That's what he's trying to do, and so he was packing gunpowder. Think about it. All this gunpowder was being stuck under there, and he was going to light it, and it didn't happen because they caught him. And when they caught him, they stopped his planned attempt. But you understand that when somebody's wearing a mask like that, when they're wearing a mask that represents that, that's what's on their heart to do. That's what's being said, you know. And sometimes, you know, threats are made and it never happens, and sometimes it does happen. But it's not just a mask. It represents Guy Fox. And so with that, God speaks to somebody about that and gives them a dream. And the dream that he gives her about it is they're putting this mask on. Now, she didn't know about the mask. She didn't know the history about the mask. She's just hearing what God's saying. And when she shares her dream with me, then I'm able to tell her, you know, this is what's happening and this is the symbol. And and so, you know, so she sees this, she in this dream, she's seeing these people orchestrate a group of people, and they would tell these people, okay, now put on the mask. And they would all put the mask on. And it's actually this mask, the Guy Fox mask. And then they would take it off. And they'd say, take it off. And they kind of did that a couple of times. And so it was kind of like, okay, you know, it's just whatever. And there's other details of this, but we're just talking about, you know, what spirit is over the land right now. And finally, they put it on for another time. And this time when they put it on, it permanently affixes to their face. They can't take it off. It's no longer just a mask. Oh, wow. They took it on. Mm-hmm. They took it on.
Wow.
You know, and what that means is, you know, that you have people that are playing around with sin, for example, like Samson was playing around with sin, but he just continued to mess around. And eventually God just turned him over to that. And what's going to happen is, you know, unless we repent, and it's the church that needs to repent, that, it's going to take over the mindsets of people, and they're going to go that direction, just become that thing. You can't play with sin and not become it. You're going to have to actually, it'll eventually birth death in you.
Mm-hmm.
And, in this prophetic prophecy that we're talking about right here, when you see this mask, what it represents the movement. The movement is a movement by second heaven. It's really not about people in general, because if you interview the people that are on the streets, they really don't have a set vision for what they're doing. But there's other people that are involved. They have a set vision. They have a goal in mind. And their goal is to be able to flip, you know, a country, to flip a nation, and to flip a government like Fox was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were being orchestrated in this dream by somebody. And we got a lot of things to share with you. God is revealing the strategies of the adversary. And the key to it is not coming against people. The key to it is you, the church, repenting. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And if you're listening to VFN Radio, we have a big turn to make.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big ship to turn. We can't just go like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to church, and that's repent. Dang, you know, first of all, you can't go to what you are. All you can do is truly be. It's beginning to quit setting aside God's commands for men's traditions and saying, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to just go God's way and believe that God's going to empower me to do that. Even if I make a mistake, I'm still going to stay in there and say that God's right and let every man be a liar. And so if we don't repent, if the church does not wake up and turn its heart back to God, you know, and to our God, then the people of the land, this whole thing is just going to take over at some point. And they're thinking, you know, most people are thinking, oh, it's just a mass. They're going to do what they did last time. But all of a sudden, it just happens and they can't take it off. It's just like, okay, this is it. The gateway happens. Second heaven, you know, second heaven, we always say second heaven because we just don't like to give a lot of credit to what Satan's doing. But just second heaven is, you know, where there's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and powers and principalities and evil spirits. And so, and what happens is, you know, somebody who has an open door in their life, who is an unrepented of sin, somebody who just doesn't even know God, is that second heaven cannot really do anything unless it inhabits authority, a person's body. It has mm-hmm. to actually use people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so understanding that first of all, for yourself, you know, you need to understand that if you have any open doors in your life and empty houses, as we call it, open doors like sin that you haven't dealt with yet. Mm-hmm. And you know it's sin. You know, you're sticking with the sin. You're not repenting of it. That's an open door. And when you have an open door, you know, what can come through the door, Pat, an open door?
Anything.
So you're thinking that you're going to choose what comes through that door.
Yeah.
Like they did in this dream, but it's just, you don't know what's going to come through the door. Mm-hmm. And it's in all of us to do anything outside of God. And of course, an empty house is somebody that, you know, is a believer who gave their life to God, but they didn't ever get discipled. They didn't ever put any truth in them. They didn't fill their heart with what was right. And then the storm comes and everything, you know, crumbles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And understand that we need to close our doors and empty our houses. You can find out a teaching on VFN TV. It's entitled Deliver Us from the Evil One. You know, God actually asked us to ask him to deliver us from the evil one. And that's available to for all subscribers, and subscriptions free at VFNTV.com. But you want to know, I mean, there's such an anointing on this teaching that when it was being broadcasted over VFN TV, that there was a man that was taken captive by second heaven, and he wasn't even connected. You know, he was asleep. He was asleep. But when it broadcast, when it was playing on VFN TV, mm-hmm. and there was people watching, you know, the TV, at one point there, the anointing just drops, and the devil who had this guy, mm-hmm. literally, if he just sat straight up, didn't he? He sat straight up.
Yeah.
And it just left him. It went. He looked at it, and it just shot out of his body.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody was amazed. Yeah. He went from a dead sleep.
Yeah.
That the power in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, he says these signs will follow those that believe in the name of Jesus. You will cast out demons,
mm-hmm.
And it happened. You know, so I want to encourage you. You know, you don't want to be talking about anybody else's demons if you hadn't dealt with your own.
I know that's right.
You know, I remember, Young Yi Cho was talking about, you know, in Korea in his church, he had two of his, I believe it was deacons beside him on both sides of him. And he's confronting somebody with some demonic influence in their life and that was held captive. And he's, you know, rebuking the devil, and the devil talks back to him and to this person and says, you're trying to deal with me. He said, that one over there is stealing money, and this one over here is in adultery.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah. it's like we have to understand the world, America's in the condition that it is in because the church, we've sinned. We've fallen short. We've replaced God's simple commands. It's not that complicated.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's pretty, you know, you got to be really religious and really, constructive to come outside what how God says things should be. But the truth is, if you look at the word and you look at family, you look at marriage, you look at parenting, you look at the children, and this, I'm talking about the church, not talking about the world. I'm not talking about people who does it. They don't want to walk with God. They don't know God's ways. We're talking about the people who profess to be Christians,
right?
You know, who follow the Lord. And that God has some simple things about. I mean, it's very clear. And Mark Twain says, it's not the things in God's word I don't understand that bothers me. It's the things that I do understand.
Right.
And Jesus said, you know, that he's talking to the religious people that day, the people who were saying that they were the ones delivering the message of God. And Jesus said, listen, he said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And he says, when it says plainly that you're supposed to honor your father and your mother, in which I want to encourage you, these are the words of Jesus in Father's Day this weekend. He says, when I tell you plainly, or you're told plainly that you're supposed to honor your mother and your father, but you say to those people, instead of honoring their mother and father, and they needed to take care of something that their parents had financially, that you said, hey, you know, you need to give it, you know, for this cause. We're building a new wing on the whatever. We are doing something. And so they could have, you know, obviously the tithes and the offerings belong to God, but you don't promote not taking care of your family. You know what I'm saying? You honor your father and your mother. And so he said, you set aside my commands. You set aside the commands of God for the traditions of men, and you make my word, or make the word of God, of non-effect. Mm-hmm. You nullify its power. And then he goes, oh, and you do many things like this. Mm-hmm. And so we've done that. I mean, so these things that are taking place in society right now, if we will get our act together, if we will just say, okay, God, this is what you said, but I'm going to move away from all this religious jargon. This is how marriage is supposed to be. This is for my part in the marriage. I'm going to do it. And just because you're walking with God and you're going to, you know, obey God doesn't mean anybody else will. But, you know, God's only going to hold you accountable for you. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty clear how things, you know, are laid out. And begin to walk that. If we'll do that, then God will honor that up and deliver us and deliver the people. And a healthy America will be a byproduct of a church that actually obeyed God. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Because
awesome. He said, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. So I want to encourage you, we cannot sit here and watch the news and point our finger at the world, realizing they're only living out the consequences of our own behavior as the church. And you can find out more about that at Is America Under God's Judgment? You know, is it under God's judgment? And we just present the evidence. It's at VFNTV.com right now. You don't have to be a subscriber for it. So this mask I was talking about, this Guy Fawkes mask, it represents what happened back in 1570. He was a minister, by the way. He was a minister. And wow. Guy Fawkes was, you know, and that's how he felt like he was going to fix things. And obviously, we weren't there, but we're just, you know, reading history about him. Mm. But the mask being worn today. So in the prophetic dream was, you know, this being shared with me, you know, she had no idea that that's what it represented. And and she's telling me the dream. And so what I did was immediately God gives me a word of knowledge, and I actually send her a picture of the mask, mm-hmm. you know, and she was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's what's going on. And we have so many more things that we want to be able to share with you about that. Listen, God's aware of what's going on. The only reason that you won't be aware of what's going on is because you refuse to listen. You know, or you're in darkness. But I'll tell you right now, you can make a decision and say, you know what? I'm going to quit all this religious stuff. I'm going to quit paying these concepts of penances and just follow Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And you can do that. And you can do that by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord, making him the Lord of your life, not saying just a prayer. It's not about an altar call, which is cool. An altar call or a moment to say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior is a point of a decision that begins to walk out in your life. And then you begin to bear fruit. And in that, we also have for you called the cross of Christ. You'll understand by understanding what Jesus did on the cross of Christ, how you'll be empowered, because God's asked us to do something that we really can't do outside the empowerment of Jesus Christ, but we can do it when we actually abide with Jesus, you know? Mm. And so I just want to encourage you, if the first thing you want to do is get right with God. Get right with God. It's just suddenly, isn't it? It's just this what God's showing us. It's just suddenly, If it happened at this moment, we would not be surprised. And we have some wonderful things to be able to help you out to be prepared and for whatever period of time it's going to be. Some great wisdom and some information there. But we'll be right back after this message.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.